Edge Radio On Demand is made possible by Profile Coffee, located at 15 Portwalk Place in downtown Portsmouth, and online at ProfileCoffeeBar.com. Rediscover coffee at Profile Coffee.
I didn't see the tweets initially. I saw notes from a number of other transgender people and a couple of things, one from Freedom New Hampshire and the other from PFLAG, basically labeling this an atrocity. This is blatant discrimination against American citizens who want to serve in our military. I don't understand it. We have hard enough trying to recruit people to join the military to serve our country. And here are a community of people, transgender people, who are willing to stretch themselves to do a really good job for the military. And in some cases, it's the problem that we run into in the U.S. where there's not enough jobs for some people. And for the transgender community, it's finding a job that will hire you. And the people that are looking to be hired are good workers. They want to work. They want to serve our country. And yet they're being told, you can't, unless you adhere to these guidelines, you can't be honest with yourself or the people around you. And that's not right. And so the president labeled it a burden on our military. And I really would question that. The military organizations have put in place procedures for working with transgender people already in our service organizations. And now we're telling them to stop what you're doing, go back to the old. I know of a 32-year colonel in the service who's a transgender woman. What's she gonna do?